All right. Welcome to the Do Have. Hold on, let me start again. Welcome to the Do Have podcast. It's me. What the? Who is someone messing with a controller?
Oh, in the background? That's my dog.
Oh, that's your dog?
Yeah, it's my dog on the crate. She just.
You have a dog? I never knew you had a dog.
Yeah.
You never mentioned it in the pod. It's been a year and you never mentioned that you had a dog.
Oh, yeah. I used to have two, but now
two
I have
dogs? Two.
Yeah, I used to have two dogs. Now I have one.
How have we not heard a dog bark or anything? I would have said like, oh, you got dogs in the house or something. I thought it was just you and your wife. We got dogs.
We got a dog in the house. Yeah, she's relatively quiet. She's just quiet. Like, she only barks if she goes outside and sees other dogs or somebody knocks on the door or something. But other than that, she's generally quiet in the house, so she doesn't bark. I mean, we pretty much kind of trained her to not bark in the house, only when necessary.
We even talked about a dog, about when Beck's dog tried to
stab his We actually did, and I did never mention my
And you mother. Never mentioned it!
Well, because she they'll be in the room, chilling with me, just laying there on the floor. Doing nothing.
You could have dropped it like, oh yeah, I have a dog too. And it's like, oh wow, brother, you have a dog. What type of dog do you have? It's something. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she's a German Shepherd Border Collie mix.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to have a German Shepherd, but we had to put him down because he had neurological issues. Yeah, he was only five. She's six right now, so.
Okay. Well, hey, new year, new information. I guess we got to keep in something. I don't know what I can reveal. Shoot, I don't know what I've already revealed. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah, nothing. Either way, welcome to the Two Hat Podcast. Second year. We did not make it to 52 episodes like I wanted, but we made it to 43 episodes.
Hey, we got close.
not close enough for me, but yeah, we got close. I mean, 43 episodes, that is a lot, so you know.
That was a lot, yeah. That's 43 weeks at least of episodes out of 52.
Yeah, what is that like?
A nine week vacation.
Yeah. So this year, my New Year's resolution is to make it at least to 52 episodes of Two Half Podcast.
Okay.
That is for Two Half Podcast, and usually. The last couple of podcasts, we were supposed to do an employee evaluation.
Oh.
But Bex never is ever any. I don't know what happened. I had to look back on past podcasts where I was like, she was there at every week in December. But this December, it was just none.
None. She was not at any other podcast in December.
So I guess she was done. She was like, I did my year and that's it. I was like wanting to do an evaluation stuff. So I guess it's just going to be me and you. So, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Two Hat Podcast Employee Evaluation. It's going to be me, Keith, and Blurdock. Bex may come later, but I think she needs her own podcast to be evaluated because I'm just I'm not gonna go further, but I think she needs her own podcast. But if she comes in at the last minute, some stuff is gonna I'm gonna ask her some questions and stuff. Because you know, I have a separate thing for her when she comes in late. I know later on. And so, but anyway, let's get to this. All right. So, you know, I looked at this PowerPoint and I'm gonna edit it and stuff, but I'm gonna be talking. But you know, feel free to drop in or say some stuff, Blur Dog. It's gonna be a very interesting slide. I mean, this is gonna be good. So so this thing called, you know, what I got from is called The Psychology of Employee Engagement. Now, I'm really doing it for it's the Two Hat Podcast of Employee Confusions or stuff. Or, you know, some or needs improvement. Yeah, the two halves of two podcast of employee improvement. So, you know, we go with, you know, the opening statement. You know how you open up a slide and you see that it's a guy, or you know, the CEO. That's me. Yeah. And so I welcome everybody to, you know, pay attention and listen to some of the stuff, some of the key points that we need to address in Two Have Podcast, because, you know, we started strong with 12 followers, then we went down to 6 and then 0, but got back to 6. So I don't know what happened, but
yeah,
some fluctuating going on with the followers. But now we're trying to get back on some trend. But you know, the trend in Hollywood or anything that's with comic books or business or anything that's of interest hasn't been interesting. I mean, the strike was kind of good for a brief moment. But now, since the strike is over, or, well, I don't know about SAG. Are they open? Or?
Oh, yeah, they're over. The strike is over. SAG is over. Writers, everything. Everybody's back on track. So all these new shows and movies have been coming out.
Okay, so pretty much we have to, so, you know, it's like, it was a lot of good topic, but now it's like they're trying to bubble up for some stuff, you know, to get going. So I say, enjoy and take this ride while we're going to evaluate the company and ourselves, excluding Bex, because she needs to be here to, you know, I don't know. We might say something and she has to defend herself. I might say that she has to defend herself. We're gonna do this. So we're going to dive in. Accomplishment. What have we accomplished in Two Have Podcasts?
What have we accomplished in 2 podcasts?
43 episodes. I think that's good.
43 episodes. So a lot of people don't even get to that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. What else have we accomplished? I mean, we. I guess we kind of figured out. You know, maybe. You know what people. I guess people are interested in what they like to listen to and what they don't like listening to. And I guess the comfortability that we have grown in doing a podcast for, you know, somebody like myself and Bex, who haven't really done a podcast before.
My whole thing accomplishment is actually having y'all two still stay for so long.
Yeah,
that's an accomplishment for me. I was like, I thought, you know, starting this off, I was like, I've seen all my podcasts I've done, and it usually doesn't make it until a certain point. This one actually made it for a whole year.
Yeah.
So I was shocked. Hopefully go strong on a second year.
Hopefully for a stronger second year.
And, you know, since we accomplished this, what accomplishment are we trying to do for this second year? How do you feel? Or, yeah, any ideas or any? It's pretty much asking how. What do you think should be to have podcast next, like this year, 2024 accomplishment?
Well, I mean, you know, for a second year, You know, I'm not sure if this is just be an idea to throw in for you or throw in for the podcast, but I mean,
money.
Yeah, obviously, money.
That's what I'm trying to do.
We're gonna need followers and sponsors to get the money part coming in.
Yeah.
But I guess to start that, what we can do is probably throw in some poll questions, some of the listeners, and maybe see kind of get their input on. Not get on what they want to hear and not get too far away from what we actually are interested in wanting to talk about. Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And, with that, we can, accomplish that. If allowing us. The second one we're going to evaluate for the company to have podcasts is autonomy. Recognizing autonomy as a fundamental human need. So pretty much, what do we need from to have podcasts? What are we trying to draw out of it? Like, when you go and pretty much get into to have podcasts, when you have to set up your stuff and everything, what do you need? What are you hoping out of it?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping. Asking me or you're asking the listeners?
You. And I'll be answering too.
Okay. So what I'm in need of it is to be able to go to, take the podcast out to like convention and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's something good. That I would really, really want to do. Is, get us out there to grow our audience, yeah. so we can kind of travel, around the country and, hopefully around the country, but, at least, somewhat statewide, at the very least statewide, to go to conventions and, get some kind of recognition to give, continue to give the, entertain these people.
Yeah. That's good. I think for me, what I need from Two Half Podcasts, and we had it once with a special guest, with someone who used to work at Pixar, and I had him for another one for.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right, but I need more guests, special guests, and they might be more from Pixar, depending. But I think that's what I want from To Have Podcasts is more special guests. And if you have any guests or anybody you think would be cool to, interview, let me know. And, you can take on, or if you want to interview, or I can do it. It doesn't matter. I don't know about Bex, but we'll address her.
She can know people because she's in real estate, so she can know some people. And,
entertainment.
But I mean, she's always going out to Vegas, always going to Florida, so she's always traveling, so she could have ran into some people.
Yeah. So that could be something. Yeah. And so the environment. So when you're here in To Have Podcasts, how do you feel about the environment? Like the whole getting along with each other and we can include Bex in this one, but the environment, what, asking you, Blur Dog, and asking this myself too, what do you get out of it when you're in the Two Half Podcasts with the environment?
I do get the enjoyment of talking about, certain things with you and Bex, and I wish we can get more involvement and talking about, certain things, but that also kind of falls on me and Bex, because you do ask us to throw in some topics and stuff like that that we would be interested in talking about. And, that's pretty much what I get out of it. I think we are very good with each other when we do. We gel pretty much good well together when we talk. So I get enjoyment out of this out of the podcast and while I'm still here.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, I do too. I enjoy it too. It's very hilarious. It's funny.
Yes.
You know, the crazy script AI writing and the environment is really good. It's a nice, you know, talking back and forth and stuff. And you know, you can see sometime where it does, you know, Bex does kind of add that, you know, what is it like? Like, you know, I would say this in a you know metaphor or something. Like, you know, me, I'm the meat because I gotta give y'all some. I have to, or the meat of the burger. You know, Gorda, you're the patty, and pretty much, I mean you're the bread. You're the bread. I'm the meat. Yeah. You're the bread, and Bex is the sauce. You need or ketchup and mustard. You just you know sometimes you go too much ketchup or too much mustard.
Yeah. She gives it some extra, you know, some extra flavor to it. You know, sometimes it can be a little too much, but you know it don't kill the burger. You know, it can be a little.
Too much. It catch you off guard sometimes.
Yeah, it'll catch you off guard, but it's like it's still good though. It still works.
Yeah, it still works. So yeah, and you know, we like that. So you know, in the Two Hat podcast.
Yes.
When talking and having a conversation, how do you feel of the freedom of opinions? Like, do you feel like sometimes opinions dictate what you might say or what maybe I will say or what would Bex say, and then you have to change your opinion? Or do you feel the freedom of, like, I'm saying what I want to say because I'm, you know, what I want to say?
Oh, I don't feel that. I feel like I have the freedom to say what I want to say.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm sugarcoating anything, you know, other than the language. That's about it. But other than that, I'm free to say pretty much whatever I want. I'm comfortable saying whatever I want without anybody really, you know, I guess judging me or I don't feel like, you know, me saying things is making anybody uncomfortable, and I don't feel like that's, you know, either way with you guys either.
That's good. Yeah. I do feel like sometimes my opinions do change and stuff depending on the dynamic where pretty much, like, I can feel both sides. So if you're both, you and Bex are agreeing on something, I would go against that. Or if you and Bex are different, then I'll be the tiebreaker and feel like which one should I lean on and stuff.
Yeah.
I do have the freedom of opinions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I do feel like my opinions do change a little bit and just based on how I feel during that moment and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. You know, goal settings, you know, so pretty much, do you have any goals for yourself in the Two Hat podcast? Like, you know, something that you might want to try to figure out, like, say, for example, like, I want to be more engaging or say something or, you know, pick out articles or try to, you know, I don't know, something, a goal setting you're trying for Two Hat podcast.
Yeah, that's pretty much what, my goal is to add more of an input on what we can talk about, because I do follow a lot more than just, you know, some nerd, I guess, you know, not too sure. You know, cause I know Bex is not really into it. She just, you know, sits there and listens, and it's a sports topic. So.
Oh, yeah. No, so, she ain't going to listen.
She's done this. She's going to listen to that. So that's, that's cool. But there's a lot of other topics and stuff like that, like films and movies that I'm, you know, more in depth into, you know, talk about, and even in some animes and stuff like that. So I can throw in. My goal is to be more you know, proactive and to add more articles and or inputs and articles and stuff like that.
Okay. My goal is I kind of want to add 10 more minutes to our podcast.
10 more minutes.
Yeah, I want to get up because, you know, I know there's podcasts that, you know, an hour, and then there's podcasts that's like 2 hours. I do want to get to 2 hours. I don't know how that's going to happen, but.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of topics. Well, from some of the other podcasts I listen to, they have their topics, but. Yeah. They have a lot of
rambling.
Which works because they know each other so well.
Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah. So that's my goal, is to add 10 minutes and try it. Growth. Do you feel like you're growing into half podcasts? Like you're becoming more like, you know, like a different side or something, or like throughout the year, have you seen your growth?
Yes, I have seen a growth because it actually, being on this podcast actually helped me grow into being more comfortable. And actually, you know, I ended up starting my own podcast. Still need to kind of get back into it, but I haven't been consistent with it, but it gave me the confidence to, start my own podcast. So this podcast did help me grow a lot as a podcaster.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, this helped me too, because actually getting 43 episodes out of that, I mean, that is an accomplishment for me. But yes, I wanted 52. Yes. Can't impress all of myself. But, I saw myself grow and, be able to make certain decisions and just things. Management support in two half podcasts. Like, you know, building developmental relationships based on empathy. So maybe if someone's dealing with something like bad or going through something, like me with my walk with Jesus, or Bex with her reality TV show, or but did you feel empathy for me or Bex, or or certain topics we talked about into
you have grown in the empathy part in the beginning? Not so much. It felt like in the beginning it felt like you were just attacking Bex. Yes. attacking Bex. And it was just like, good thing that Bex was she had a nice
Christian heart.
Yeah. Or she I can't even think of the word I'm looking for, but she was strong. She didn't let it bother her too much, but you were attacked, but you've grown a lot in empathy especially towards her.
But I know sometimes, like, even off air, I let her know, like, am I really going or something?
Yes,
like,
you would let her know.
Yeah, like, if I go too far, let me know and I'll stop something,
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, yeah, at the beginning it was like rah, 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 and then later on.
That's the word I was looking for, is Bex. Bex, luckily Bex has thick skin.
So
she had thick skin. And she didn't let it bother her too much.
Yeah, so I'm glad she's still around, but I don't know what's going on now.
I just think she just had a lot going on. At the end of the year, it seemed like she had a lot going on, especially with, her being a family person. The holidays were just happening, so.
Yeah. Meaningful work, providing purpose, challenge, and respect in the workplace. Do you feel that there's a purpose for Two Half Podcast? Do you feel like there's a challenge going on in Two Half Podcast? Do you think there's respect in the workplace?
Yes, we had to pretty much. Yeah, I think we respected each other. Our opinions and stuff like that. It was really no disrespect. It was really no. I mean, it was good fun, bantering between us, stuff like that. Yeah, so,
of course.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't. I think we the purpose. I mean, the purpose was just to have fun, you know, with this podcast. So that was our purpose.
Yeah, to have fun, enjoy. Yeah, just talking. You know, this is very. You know, I guess the challenging one was, I guess, at the beginning when I started this podcast, because it was separate. It was Sports Zone, and then it was Comic Zone. And it was Bex was with a Comic Zone, and with Sports Zone was me and you and stuff. And then I was like, you know what? Let me just put the two together and two have podcasts. It was still, you know, stuff like that, and just have it just that, you know. Then trying to do all these branches stuff. I mean, try to have one flow and stuff. And I know that was a challenge because I like to have multiple network. That's just me. But the challenge was to stick with one podcast and just focus on that, because I always like to have multiple. But that was a little challenge for me, because obviously we saw when he was about to make a second channel and stuff, and then, you know.
Yeah, and what was the name of that podcast again?
The Fuss.
The Fuss? The Fuss.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're recording, bro. Dog.
Yes, hey. I mean, it unfortunately, it didn't work out.
It did not. It was just that was another thing of me just keeping it just one, and I just kept it with just two half right now.
Hopefully they found, you know, found other platforms, and, you know, hopefully
I hope so too. It was just, I mean, it was something. I mean,
Yeah, it was definitely something.
Yeah. It was
that was something for, you know, a different crowd.
Yeah, it was very it was very something, because if you think about it, it was a trip for the whole year, 2023 didn't seem that bad. I mean, we had some things, but like 2024, I think there's a lot that's gonna be going on. I mean, what was it? Like the first day we got like what? Tokyo, like Japan got an earthquake, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Cat William off the air.
Going off. Get some new stuff about Stephen Hawking and Bill Clinton going to the Epstein Island.
Yeah, something about China rewriting the Bible, saying that Jesus stoned that woman. And it's like, wait.
I didn't hear about that one.
No, it's not. I'm laughing. But no, because
I shouldn't be laughing at that, but that's just something so... So unbelievable.
I don't know if you know the story, but it was like pretty much the fairies and the scribe brought this woman and said, hey, we caught her in adultery. She was, you know, having sex and doing all this stuff, adultery. And so what are you going to do to her, Jesus? Because in the Moses of the law, you know, we need to catch, you know, who does adultery, we must stone her. And then Jesus was pretty much like, the man who has committed no sin, let him cast the first stone. And the scribes and the fairies were like, and they left. And she was like, well, something. And Jesus was like, you know, sin no more. And sent her on her way, you know, sin no more. Now, China wants to rewrite it and say that Jesus did stone her. And it's like, whoa, Jesus did not stone her.
Oh, man. It's just, wow, again. What? Laughing, but they're trying to turn Jesus into a murderer.
Yeah, it's like the headline said China turns Jesus to a killer and not a forgiver. That was like, hold on,
that is wild.
You
like, how did they come to that conclusion? That's the question. After so many years, how did they come to that conclusion?
I don't know. And like, my thing is this, like, you know, Jesus is God. So when you read the Old Testament, So, but he coming out for an example. So it's like,
yeah.
But they're about to like, you can't.
So that's the example that God wanted to. I'm gonna send Jesus Wick down here.
He did, because the thing is, he didn't send him to condemn the world, but to, you know, yes, to might save the world. That, yes, is not condemned. Yes.
That's, wow. I mean, that it does say Chinese communists are trying to rewrite the Bible. So.
They're trying to change where
he's on the world. That is wild.
That small change just messed. No, you can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I mean, because I know for years, you know, going off and watching, you know, some of the History Channel when they're talking about finding new stuff from, you know, missing pages from the Bible and stuff like that. It's just like, hey, just, I mean, we got what we got. At this point, it's like, you know, have blind faith in what we got, because now we're trying to find new stuff that we don't even know who could fabricate it or anything like that. So just pretty much, I mean, try to live the best that we could with what we already have, and not try to rewrite or redo some of the things that's already been out there, because I know that's pretty much what this world is, to try to do stuff new for, I don't know if it's just for the next generation.
It's something, but they...
Yeah.
Yeah, that... I'm like, it's already... I'm like, look, it's only January 8th, and already so much is going on in just a week.
Yeah. Then I guess what's her name came out, too. She came out of jail, Gypsy Rose, or something like that. Some chick that ended up... I guess she... There's been a lot of fuss about whether she should have even been in jail in the first place, because she ended up killing her mom.
What?
But her mom had a Munchausen syndrome. So her mom has been purposely making her sick and making her believe that she's sick so she can continue to be her caregiver and then have all this GoFundMe and all this fame, basically. So she did all this to her daughter to make fame. So she pretty much like kind of terrorized and like broke her daughter mentally and physically just so she can like get this fame and post stuff on Facebook, like, you know, my daughter so and so. This is the ups and downs of dealing with a sick daughter when she was the one that was actually making her daughter sick. And then, like, her daughter finally got, you know, a little bit of freedom and tried to escape. And, you know, that amazing. But then she finally was able to get a boyfriend. And then she kind of convinced her boyfriend to kill her mom. Because she felt trapped. And it's actually a pretty sad story. And it's like, I agree what people saying don't put her in jail. But
yeah,
she did murder somebody, so she did kill somebody. So I understand that she was broken.
Man, that's crazy.
And yeah, so she came out. So yeah, it's already been it's only been 1 week.
Yeah, it's been 1 week.
And we're getting all this.
2024 is starting off strong.
Yes, very
strong. Everyone was like, 2024, maybe my year is my year. No, it's 2024 year.
Yes.
The year took itself saying, this is my year.
Then we ended 2023 with the Diddy stuff.
Man. I forgot about the Diddy stuff with all the stuff
happening. Jonathan Majors and Diddy.
Oh yeah! Oh man, that's another time. That's another time. But back on track. The organizational fit, the value of shared goals and aspiration. Do you feel like you share aspiration with us all in To Have Podcast, Burdock?
I mean, I feel like I do. I feel like I share some aspirations. I mean, me talking about, you know, becoming a voice actor And even, you know, something catch me. You know, I believe that I share some aspirations, you know, to some listeners. Yeah. I mean, there was, you know, was a listener. I'm not sure if he still listened, but, you know, he said that after listening, he was inspired in doing a podcast and even trying to thinking about getting into voice acting too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So it's you know, yeah, I feel so inspired, you know, and stuff, and just, you know, just to get more to do stuff and to do more projects, you know, that.
Yeah.
Pure relationships, developing strong relationship and a sense of belonging. Do you feel like you belong to do that podcast?
Yes. I feel like I have.
I do too.
You know, because there'll be some days I'm like, I'm not even feeling it today, but it's like, you know what?
That's just like me too, but if I cancel it, that's it.
And I'm like, I'm not feeling it today, but I do, you know, there are some topics I do want to talk about.
Yeah, sometimes. Know, some people. Yeah. Sometimes when Vex is like, I can't make it, it's like, do we do the podcast or not? I'm trying to figure out. Sometimes we just need her to be around. Just.
Yeah. I mean, she's the high energy. She's the hype, the hype woman. Sooner or later,
we're going to have to have her dial in from wherever she is and deal with it. Doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure that will start a whole bunch of stuff. I'm pretty sure. All right. And then is that the last but not least? No, this is not last, not least. Recognition. Do you feel like you have some recognition here in To Have Podcasts? You know, do you feel like you're appreciated?
Oh yeah, I feel like you guys, like I said before, you guys respect my opinion on certain things. I feel like I am recognized, especially, you know, since we share each other's opinions. I feel like we are. I feel like I am recognized, you know, well in this podcast. Amongst you guys.
Good. I feel like I'm recognized too, and I, you know,
yeah,
you know, I feel, you know, feel like this is, you know, a good part, you know, it's good, you know, to have podcasts to go off strong. Reward, you know, how you felt like you got any reward in being in this podcast, any, you know, self, maybe, you know,
the knowledge of, you know, how podcasts work.
Yeah.
You know, I used to think it had to be this crazy setup that I have to have all this, you know, microphone, you know, this little, you know, like, I felt like we had to be in a music studio to do a podcast. Yeah. That's what I felt like. But a lot of knowledge in how to start, you know, how to start a podcast, how to distribute one, and, you know, it's still a learning process for us to, you know, want to do more, you know, like when, you know, trying to get guests onto the show and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I feel like, you know, I the reward is always having a good podcast.
Yes.
Good podcast. Yes. I feel like it's a good reward, and, you know, it's very, very rewarding. And, you know, my reward is when both of y'all are here in the podcast. Wow, that's kind of deep. That's kind of deep. Hold on. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that one from myself. My reward is both of y'all in the podcast. So it looks like this ain't a reward. I'm trying to get her in as soon as possible before it's over. Okay, and strategy. Going back up. I'm sorry, I messed up. There's something I want to ask. Are there any mistakes you feel like you made in To Have Podcast where you feel like you shouldn't have said that, or you felt like, or you was like, oh, I should have said something, or I should have did this or something like that, or I wish I told, you know, me to cut something out or something, or you know, if I left something in that you were like, ah.
I guess for me personally, not necessarily, but I guess if I wanted to, you know, I guess the only thing that goes into my mind, and this is just for, you know, some people that may have been offended by it, is when we had talked about these transgender community trying to ban the Harry Potter video games. And I know I actually got annoyed that time because I was sick and tired of hearing them complain about it when there's nothing they're going to do. And I just kept repeating the word BS like 4 or 5 times in the podcast. It was very early on. So I don't know if you recall that.
Oh, I don't know.
I made the room very awkward because you could hear it in my voice and I was just like, BS.
For Harry Potter or BS, the whole thing. Yes. Because what was it? Was I talking bad about
Harry? No, you weren't talking bad, but it was just a story that we had.
It was just a very touchy topic or something. Because
it was just the transgender community being upset about, I guess, it was just her or them trying to, like, boycott the game. And I think it was something along the lines of, since they couldn't do that, they're going to boycott. Or they said something about they're going to boycott the show because J.K. Rowling is in it, too. Or she's involved in that, too. I think they said something about they're going to be successful in doing it. And I was just like, BS. It's just not, you know, I kept saying BS. It's just not going to happen. It hasn't worked. Any other time that you guys tried to ban her or, you know, cancel her, and it's not going to work now. So, but like I said, for me personally, that's just how I felt. I was okay with it, but if I offended other, you know, people that, you know, if they are in that community or even not even in that community, and they heard me just say it over and over, it's nothing against the community at all. I love everybody. It's just that there are certain things that it's just like, it's not necessary to be upset about. If you don't like it, don't touch it, don't watch it, don't play it, just don't deal with it. Just move on.
I feel like there was some mistake too. I feel like, and I edited some stuff out. I cut some stuff out. And sometimes I was like, I was just like, okay, you know, I'll just deal with it or something like that. So, so pretty much I was like, to cut out or certain things and stuff like that. So pretty much, I still kept stuff in and such and all, but, So I totally understand. Strategy. White communication is key to inspiring your employees. Do you feel like your communication inspires me and Bex?
Inspire? That's the thing. We don't really communicate outside of the podcast too much.
Yeah.
So I feel like if we do that, we can. I think that's another goal to try to, you know, communicate more. You know, like I said before, you know, communicate and try to have more inputs on what we can do to make a, you know, not only a good podcast, but a potential successful podcast.
Yeah, definitely. And with the workload, keeping workloads, managing and avoiding burnout, you know, you have your work, you have schedule and all that stuff. Yeah. I have my schedule and sometimes my stuff is like, are you available stuff? And then trying to lead up and trying to arrange with, you know, Bex and stuff. So how do you feel about that or stuff? Because I'm trying to, you know, we might have to do another day where it's kind of like it works for all of us.
Yeah, yeah, another day. Well, yeah, because because I always felt like, again, going back to, you know, me and Bex having inputs in, I feel like that'll probably give you a little less of a workload as far as setting up, uh-huh. you know, all the articles and stuff like that. So you can just mainly kind of focus on the scheduling and reaching out,
yes.
to, you know, trying to figure out what the schedule is. And you got that. And then you got, because with you trying to figure out the scheduling, some of the articles that we have talked about could have already been like a week or two old, and we kind of forget about it.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then usually given the articles and stuff like that, like it is old and stuff. And then it could be already hit in the mist, so it's already like down talking about, because, you know, news come, you know, fast or stuff, and you're trying to get this out here and stuff and trying to get it going. And so it's, you know, it's challenging, but, you know, it is what it is. Can't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Can't do nothing about it. Can't do nothing about it. But, you know, that concludes the Two Half Podcast employee evaluation. Bex was getting ready for bed, and I told her still come to the podcast. I think I'm kind of messed up. She said she got to wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning. I said still come to the podcast. No, 4 a.m. I'm sorry. Let me correct that. 4 a.m. So,
just do a recording and send it to us, and then we can just add it to the podcast. How about that?
No, she's coming now. before it's the hour. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, we can insert it into there. So me and you can just go, how do you feel about this, Bex? Here, put her recording in. And then we just listen to
her. We're gonna do that. She should be coming in anymore or something. Something. I was like, come now, please, come. Because she was like, something or how many minutes. And I was like, wow. Okay. And she's like, I took that as a long or whatever. So, nah, you're going on without me. And I'm like, where did I say that? What are you putting words in my mouth? Where did I say we're going on without you? I mean, technically, we are kind of going on without her.
We are going, 45 minutes in. Yeah, we kind of went in.
She
said
20
minutes, like 30 minutes ago.
You know, we ain't trying to put somebody, you know, calm someone down, but, you know, it's like, where did I say we don't need you for the podcast?
We never said we don't need you. We always need you, Bex.
Yeah, so. Oh, man. Oh, but yeah, that was a good, I have to say, this is the most interesting podcast, but wasn't a reward because Bex needed to be here. I feel like this would have been longer.
it would have been a little longer. It probably would have been over the hour and 10 minute mark.
It'd probably be an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Probably be something because with Bex, I don't know if she's still going to be coming in. Because she was like, I'm getting ready for bed. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to see if I'm able to. I don't know. But other than that, let's see. Let me ask you a random question from an exit interview question. Were you on a... no, that's someone's not right. What factors contributed to your decision to resign? So if you were to leave Two Half Podcast, what factors contributed to your decision?
What would factor?
If you had to leave Two Half Podcast.
The only thing I can think of, if, you know, with me going into voice acting, it would be scheduling conflicts. If I, you know, become...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to speak in, you know, in into the future. When I become a successful voice actor, it will be scheduling conflicts that I'm not going to be able to consistently even with the technology now, you know, yeah. voice acting, from what I've read and seen and heard, they can get a lot of projects, yeah. even in just the same day. They can do like four jobs in one day because of the convenience yeah. of technology with the laptop and setup and everything. So that would pretty much, for me, as of now, that would factor into me leaving the or resigning from the Two Half Podcast, just a scheduling conflict. Because, you know, I would still try to come back and pop on, as you know, I guess, you know,
yeah.
get special guests, something like that, or you know, what was that, the recurring role, recurring guests
yeah.
that been on before, but, you know, come back, stuff like that.
Okay. What might have been done to prevent... Hello there, Bags. Is she able to hear us?
Hello?
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 Can you hear us? Hello? Hello? Bex?
Well, I don't think she got a new mic for the new year.
Bex, is everything... Bex, is everything good? Or can you hear us? Can you hear us, Bex? Are you still sleeping? Oh,
she can't hear. She can't hear us. She put it into the chat. I can hear her. I think that's her.
Yeah, we can hear you. But check yeah. settings. New mic. I could just tell her, just like, hey, just say bye. And then it's just a bye in the podcast. hold on 1 second. All right, let's see what she sees on the chat.
Say bye, everyone.
You just have to. bye, everybody. I think this is going to be the end of the podcast.
Okay, bye, everyone. Hello, everyone, and bye. Yeah.
I guess she can't hear us.
I can hear you guys now.
Okay. New laptop. Alrighty. Well, Happy New Year, Bex.
Happy New Year, Bex. We miss you. You're a part of Two Half Podcast.
Guys, Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, it's a new year, so she has no probable. She should have probable Kwanzaa this time.
Look, I'm just going to say this, you know, because we didn't meet the mark that I wanted, 52 episode, but we made it to 43 episode, and I want to say I'm grateful for you two. I'm grateful that you're both able to come to these podcasts, despite different... I'm hearing echoes of myself.
Yeah, I'm hearing... I'm also hearing your echoes.
Yeah, I'm hearing the echoes. I think it's on Beck's new laptop. But
we just talked about how much you grew about from not attacking Beck's.
Yeah, we can still hear.
Well, what I'm telling you guys.
We were trying to say is we're grateful for you, Bex, and you're a part of Two Half Podcast. So when you're not here, is actually very sad. Because what I said about we were doing a whole company evaluation, it was a lot of questions and stuff. And there was a section that says a reward. And I said, I feel like I don't have a reward unless both of you are here. That's my reward.
Oh, what a great boss you are.
Look, hey. I'm grateful and I'm happy. And look, despite scheduling conflict or whatever you're up to, Bex, you need to be a part of Two Half Podcast. Because I told Burdock, I use it as a metaphor. It's like, look, I'm the meat so of a burger. And Burdock is the patties. And Bex, you're the ketchup and mustard. We don't know if you're going to be on ketchup or mustard.
Well, dude, that gets the worst part.
What? How is that the worst part?
Because no one uses mustard.
You don't use mustard on a burger?
Not a lot of people use mustard.
What?
More people use ketchup than mustard. So she's I guess I would say she's the condiments. She gives the extra flavor. You know, sometimes, you know, and no offense, it can be a little too much, but it won't. It can be good, just right, or it can be a little too much, but it won't mess up the whole burger.
It's just perfect. It's whatever. Yes. It doesn't matter.
Either way, it's still enjoyable.
Just perfect. So I guess we're gonna end this podcast because sadly I did go on without you, Bex. But we still wanted to.
I wouldn't want you guys to wait for me.
Well, as long as you come at least at the ending, that's all that matters. You know, that's all that matters. So hopefully next time we'll have a better, you know, for podcast schedule stuff. But and maybe we'll go over the whole company evaluation because I definitely want to hear your side of this, Bex.
Yes, it was actually interesting to actually kind of answer.
Oh, there
questions.
It is. It says for this, dude. What was it?
It was a company evaluation, employee evaluation. Yeah. It was like going over a bunch of stuff of Two Half Podcast. I mean, I know you have to go to bed, but for next time.
Yeah, for next time, we would like to hear your input.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Your opinions, and it actually worked for answering questions about the podcast.
Yes, it really did. So I guess we gotta do a part two. This is part one, and then part two. But anyway, all right. Well, that's the Two Half Podcast. Thank you for listening. Bye bye.
All right. Peace out.
Have a wonderful week.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.